The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
And you heard it right. It is the start of another high school basketball season here on 92.1 at KMZA. Good to have you apart on a Thursday night in early December as a new sports season is off and running here in Northeast Kansas. The winter sports sessions are now up. We got wrestling and basketball, and of course we'll have a great, great slate of high school basketball games for you all season long across Kansaland Radio, our sister station Care 93.7. Don't forget about the Holton and Sabetha channels as well, as we will bring you elite coverage of high school sports, as always, here in Northeast Kansas. But tonight, we're inside the TBL. It's Wetmore hosting Onega tonight, our first broadcast of the 2021-2022 basketball season. On a Thursday night, Brandon Tadman with you, Kirk Kilman back in studio behind the ones and twos, getting you set for our double dip of Twin Valley League basketball tonight with Wetmore hosting the Buffaloes of Onega. A little bit about the girls' contest coming up here in just a few minutes. We'll get to the starting lineups in just a moment, but some headlines, of course, for both of these teams. Let's start with the visiting Buffaloes, a team that went 5-14 a year ago. Head coach Craig Boswell believes, despite the record, that they took a step in the right direction and was more competitive throughout most of their ball games. It is an inexperienced group this year, but believes they have plenty of talent, and according to Boswell, patience and mental toughness are going to be the two key factors for this Onega team to have success this season. And they are without arguably their best player. That is Kinsey Schwartz, a senior. She is recovering from a torn ACL. They are hoping to get her back at some point later on this year. She was a second-team All-League selection a year ago, but it's going to be tough sledding for this Onega team early again without their best player here for the first month or so. But hopefully they will get Kinsey Schwartz back later on in the year, and that will certainly help out this Onega squad. Well, Wetmore under first-year head coach Irene Kiefer, and they were 16-8 last year, 7-6 in the TBL. Just one returning starter, though, but it's Kinsey Strothman, who was a first-team All-League selection, and then three total letter winners on the roster this season, so plenty of underclassmen going to be playing for this Wetmore team. They want to be fast-paced, up-tempo on both ends of the floor under new head coach Irene Kiefer. So it's Onega and Wetmore. We'll get you set for this one. Let's go with the starting lineups for this one. Again, Wetmore and Onega tonight. We'll start with the visiting Lady Buffaloes. Wearing number 3, a junior, is Eva Crone. A sophomore wearing number 10, Brianna Bates. Mariah Crone is also in the ball game. Make sure I double check on my roster here. She is a sophomore. So you got Maria and Eva Crone, part of the starting lineup for the Buffaloes. Bridget Campbell is a freshman, and Delaney Figge is also a freshman as well. So a fairly young lineup for the Lady Buffaloes. It'll be Eva Crone, Maria Crone, Brianna Bates, Bridget Campbell, and also Delaney Figge. For the Wetmore Cardinals, again under first-year head coach Irene Kiefer. Laney Wigley is, Riley Nichols, a sophomore, is the starting point guard, wearing number 2. Kinsey Strothman, as we just mentioned, the senior. She wears number 4. Number 13, Beatrice Stone from Italy, a transfer here to Wetmore. She is a junior in the starting lineup. Caitlin Claycamp rocks number 14. She is a junior. And Kaylee Foote, a freshman, wearing number 35. Alexis Hipp is another girl that will be very well utilized at some point this year, but she is not suiting out tonight for the Lady Cardinals. So again, for Wetmore, it is Wigley, Strothman, Sanzone, Claycamp, and Foote. We'll step aside, take a quick 30. We're back in a moment here on KMZA.
Isn't life crazy? One day, your fender gets dented by a runaway shopping cart. The next day, your kid's college entrance exam is a runaway success.
Yes, I got accepted.
But that's life. Some days you're the bug, some days you're the windshield. No worries, your State Farm agent is here in all of life's moments, the good and the not so good, to help life go right. So good day, bad day, any day, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert and Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Mom,
I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, welcome back. There it is, the national anthem performed by the student band for the Wetmore Cardinals. Very nicely done as we get set for our broadcast here, the first game here on 92.1 KMCA, our first basketball broadcast. Thanks again for tuning in on this Thursday night. Kirk Kilman in studio. I am Brandon Tadman here courtside at Wetmore High School for the Cardinals and the Buffaloes. Double dip with the girls' contest and the boys' game will follow. Both you can hear right here on 92.1 KMCA. Our broadcast tonight presented by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu. Home white uniforms for the Cardinals, all black uniforms for Onega. They are trimmed in orange with white and orange numerals and lettering. You got the red numerals and lettering for Wetmore. They are trimmed out in black. Again, for the Buffaloes, it's Eva and Mariah Crone, Brianna Bates, Bridget Campbell, Delaney Figge, the starters, and then it's Strothman, Nichols, Sanzone, Clay Camp, and Foote, the starting lineup for the Cardinals, as the tip-off was tipped away. It was a mistip there, so they're going to try this again, it looks like. So we're going to jump this one again. It's going to be Mariah Crone and Kaylee Foote. Now they're going to swap out, and for Onega, it's Brianna Bates to tip against Wetmore's Kaylee Foote, and it's tipped into the backcourt, and Onega going from left to right as if we were sitting at the scores table. Zone defense starting out for the Cardinals. They get it into the right corner with Figge. They turn it here to the right side. Short corner. Now top of the key, it's Eva Crone. Kicked into the right corner. Thought about a three. Quick drive by Campbell, and it's going to be a turnover. 3 second call in the lane. And one possession for the Lady Buffaloes and a turnover. No score, just getting going. 22 seconds into the opening quarter. Full court pressure here by the Buffaloes. It's going to be Beatrice Sanzone, the transfer from Italy, getting it up the floor quickly. Jump shot in the lane, no good. And it's going to be an offensive rebound, though, for Sanzone. Keeps it alive, and then there's an air ball. Stick back up and in for the first points of the ball game. It's first-year All-League player from a year ago. Kinsey Strothman has the first two, and the Cardinals lead 2-0. 45 seconds into the opening quarter. They stay in a 2-3 zone defense. In the left corner, here's a baseline drive, left to Foote, and a foul's called. It's on the floor as Crone drove baseline. See, the foul is on, I believe. It was on Kaylee Foote. That's her first and the first team foul. So the Buffaloes trailing 2-0 here. Second possession for them. They get it to the right side with Bridget Campbell. Campbell looking to the right corner. There's a ball fake, baseline drive by Crone, steps in, lost the footing, and a travel. So two possessions and two turnovers for the Lady Buffaloes. Wetmore out to a 2-0 lead. We're 60 seconds into the opening quarter. We'll stick with the full court pressure. Foote has it. Now a long pass opposite side of the floor as it's Clay Camp putting it waist high with the right hand. Strothman steps into a three, too strong, but Kaylee Foote comes away with the rebound and another opportunity here for the Lady Cardinals with a 2-0 lead. Here's Nichols on a drive, prematurely picks up the dribble. And now it's Sanzone who drives. Her shot is short, and Strothman another rebound. There's another shot missed and a rebound on the far side, and we get a whistle and a foul as Campbell goes tumbling to the floor. It'll be the first foul against Wetmore. Correction, the second foul. This one against Beatrice Sanzone, the junior. That is her first. Team foul number two, 2-0 Lady Cardinals here on their home floor against Onegas. We are a minute and a half into this opening quarter. First broadcast of the high school basketball season. Onega having some trouble with this zone defense so far. They get it in the middle. That's what you're supposed to do when a bank shot's up and in. And the first points, Bridget Campbell, a freshman for Onega, and we're tied at 2. 6:10 to go here in the opening quarter. They're going to continue to show the full court pressure. It's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Cardinals. And so Onega gets it right back. They got a good showing here. Good supports on hand tonight. A 2-2 ball game, 6:09 to go opening quarter. Onega going to play it from the sideline. And Wetmore still in their zone defense. Kiara Simmons has checked into the game for Onega. And there's a missed shot and then a rebound and then a turnover. And then the ball's going to go tumbling out of bounds. A couple of bodies hit the floor, and it's going to be Onega basketball. Now, Wetmore was off and running the other way, but it was tipped out of bounds and then last touch by the Cardinals. So both teams here in the first quarter with a couple of turnovers. Here's a baseline drive kicked out to the top of the key, continuing the zone defense. There's a drive. There's a cut by Bates, and then a whistle and a foul call. It's on the floor. So this foul against Riley Nichols, that is her first, team foul number 3. Or correction, that is on Nichols, that is her second, team foul number 4. And Onega throws it to the wrong team on the inbounds, and here comes Wetmore up the other way. Here's Foot, the long two, that one's good. Haley Foot, the freshman, on the board, and it's a 4-2 Lady Cardinals lead, 5:28 and counting here in the opening quarter. Triple threat position, gets it to the right corner. Eva Krohn, baseline drive, kicked it off to her teammate underneath, and there's a missed shot by Mariah Krohn, and a rebound to Sanzone for the Lady Cardinals. Sanzone drives, bumped, and a foul on the floor. It'll be the first Onega team foul here in the opening quarter. This one against Simmons, and that is her first. So underneath, Wetmore setting up the play. They get it into the right corner. Three on the way. This one no good from Strothman. And a rebound off and running is Bridget Campbell. Campbell lost it off her foot. It's out of bounds. And the officials waiting to get the call. And it will go back to the Cardinals. So it's a turnover by Onega. That's their fourth here in the opening quarter. The sophomore Nichols to throw it in for Wetmore. Gets it in over the top to Kaylee Foote. She puts it on the dribble, waist high with the left hand, and she throws it away. Turnover. Here's a drive and a layup shot. Good. Bridget Campbell now with 4, and it's a 4-4 ball game. 4:45 to go opening quarter. Continuing to show the full court pressure, and then we get a blocking foul as Caitlin Claycamp was working up the middle of the floor, and it's going to be a foul against Bridget Campbell. That is her first. So Foot with 2, Strothman with 2, 4 points for the Cardinals, and all the 4 points for the Buffaloes to Bridget Campbell here early on. Not quite halfway into the opening quarter. Onega in a zone defense as well, and it's going to be a 3-pointer from the top of the key. It's Kenzie Strothman now who has 5, and that is the first 3-ball knocked down here today. And then we get a whistle and a foul underneath. I believe it's an offensive foul. It's going to be on Mariah Krohn. That is her first, working underneath on Sanzone. So it's a turnover and a foul. And the Cardinals get it back with a 7-4 lead with 4:25 to go in the opening quarter. This one tips out of bounds. Lady Buffaloes continue with their full court pressure defense. Cardinals have had some struggles with it when they've had to take it out of bounds. Here's Foot with the basketball, right back to Nichols, works it down the middle of the floor, hard dribbles with the right hand, has it knocked away, but it's going to be another foul. I believe that's Eva Krohn, that is her first. Team foul number 4, so both teams already with 4 fouls here in the opening quarter, and we're not even halfway in for the first 8 minutes. Here's Foot, thought about a 3 from the left wing, instead dishing it off to her teammate, the all-league player, Kenzie Strothman. Back to Foot. This time she'll fire, and it's an air ball out of bounds. And it will be Onega basketball. Get a sub into the game. Delaney Figge checks back in for the Buffaloes, replacing Bridget Campbell, who's off to a good start with 4 points and a couple of rebounds. Buffalo's working it up the floor. The junior, Eva Krohn. Krohn left side, triple threat position for Bates. Bates gets it to Krohn, right side, tipped in the air, and the pass is intercepted by Caitlin Claycamp. So another turnover by Onega. That is six now in the opening quarter. Sanzone, a drive, flips it up and under with the right hand, and that one is good. Beatrice Sanzone on the board for the first time, and the lead is five for the Lady Cardinals at 9-4. Right side to Simmons, and it's off her foot and taken away. Another turnover here for the Lady Buffaloes. Here's Claycamp working it up the floor. Now Strothman has it. Right side to Nichols. Nichols thought about a three, gets it off to Sanzone on the right corner, and she traveled with it. Now four turnovers for the Cardinals, another sub into the game. Gretchen Keithley, a freshman, is now in for the Cardinals, taking Kaylee Foote's spot, so we'll continue to play in this zone defensive look. Both teams have been rocking zone defenses to start. Here's Simmons inside, turn, difficult shot, and it's going to rattle in there for Mariah Krohn. Her first two on the ball game. Onega back to within three. It's 9-6 Wetmore, 3:05 and counting here in the first quarter. Here is Claycamp working hard dribble up the floor and then gets it off to Nichols, high right. Into the right corner with Strothman. Strothman baseline drive, lost her footing, and then kicks it back out, and it's going to be picked up and taken away. It's a steal by Simmons. Simmons going coast to coast and draws the foul. So Nichols is going to pick up the foul as it was Simmons driving to the floor. It's going to be the second foul, I believe, on Riley Nichols. And we'll have our first free throws of the game. This is going to be Kiara Simmons, a sophomore, at the line to shoot two. First one is up, and it is short. She'll have a second. Campbell checks back in. She has four, replacing Mariah Krohn, the sophomore. 2:47 to go, first quarter of play. Girls basketball action, Wetmore leading Onega 9-6. Second free throw is no good as well, and a rebound pulled down by Claycamp. Here's Strothman. Wolf is called, and it's knocked out of bounds from the backside, but it will stay this end of the floor with the Cardinals. 2:41 to go first quarter, 9-6, Wetmore by three. Nichols on the side out, throws it into Strothman. Strothman high left. They want to go inside, tips, but into the hands of Nichols. Now back to Strothman, top of the key. They work it right side to Claycamp. Claycamp skips it, short corner left. There's a baseline drive by Sanzone. Lost the footing on the block. Kicks it back to her teammate for a shot. That one is no good. Battle for the rebound underneath is brought down by Strothman, having to swing it through some players and keeps it alive for another opportunity. Here's another shot from the baseline. That one no good, and a rebound for Bridget Campbell. Quickly up the floor, Simmons stops at the block, throws a pass, tipped in the air, nearly intercepted, but the Buffaloes keep it. Here's a set three on the way. This one is no good, and Strothman rips away the rebound. Strothman already with four rebounds here in the first quarter. 9-6, Lady Cardinals. We're under 2 minutes to go. Here's a three from the right wing. This one's strong, and a rebound brought down by Delaney Figge for Onega. And then this one is thrown away, and another turnover. Strothman gets it back. Turnovers killing Onega here in the first quarter. There's a three that's an air ball. And then a rebound by Onega brought down by Campbell. And then a foul underneath against the Cardinals. This one against Sanzone. That is her second. So Sanzone and Nichols both with two fouls here in the opening quarter. That's now six fouls already against Wetmore. So the rest of the first half, Onega will be in the bonus. Continuing the zone defense, Krohn left side, she'll fire a three. This one's strong. Strothman pulls down the rebound. 5 points and five rebounds already in the first quarter for Strothman. Here's Sanzone up the left side. Turns and pivots. Strothman to Nichols. Nichols fires a long two. Off the rim, no good. Battle for the rebound out of bounds. It'll stay with Wetmore. 1:09 to go first quarter. 9-6 Lady Cardinals. A couple subs back in. For Onega, it will be Mariah Krohn and also Jaden Abbott. A freshman has checked in as well. So Abbott's getting her first minutes of the season. Thrown over the top, Sanzone gets inside, lost her footing and falls down, and they're going to call a travel. There's plenty of contact there. She looked up like she wanted the foul, but the officials say it was a travel. So another turnover, six now on Wetmore here in the opening quarter. Both teams struggling in the turnover department. 9-6 still the score. We've gone a couple minutes here without any points on the board. And then there's another turnover as that one is ripped away by Strothman on the entry pass. Here's Sanzone working it up the floor. Holds her hand up high. Dribbling waist high with the left hand. Picks it up. Strothman now with the left elbow. Sanzone on the right wing. Nichols in the right corner. She launches a three. It's an air ball. And a rebound to Onega. This one brought down by Eva Krohn. Krohn gets it up the floor to her teammate. That one good. Mariah Krohn puts it in. And it's a one-point game, 9-8. Lady Cardinals by one with 30 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Here's Nichols working around a screen, needing to get it across the timeline. She does. Stops high right, bumped out of bounds, and a foul on Onega. This one against Bridget Campbell. That's her second. Team foul number five. Clock has stopped at 22 seconds here in the first quarter. It's 9-8. Wetmore with the one-point lead. So Nichols to throw this one in. Side out right. Over the top pass, top of the key. Strothman tips it into the backcourt, and it's going to roll out of bounds for a turnover. Just unforced errors by both of these teams. Biggie checks back in for Onega, replacing Abbott, who saw about 30 seconds and went right back to the bench. So final 18 seconds. Here's Eva Krohn, works it left side on the wing. Gets it back to her. Good entry pass inside. Mariah Krohn, her layup is good. She's got six and 5 seconds to go. I don't think the Cardinals are going to get shot up in time. They just get it in play, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter. So a nice little spurt by the Lady Buffaloes to take the lead. 10-9 our score after one. We'll pause for 30. Second quarter coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Life Care Center in Seneca is a great place to work. Their average employee has been with them 10 years plus. Right now they have a hiring bonus available and you'll find increased wages. They pay an incentive of $110 for COVID vaccine completion and they pay for your flu shots. Most of their positions have flexible schedules. Life Care Center in Seneca is hiring right now. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. That's 785-336-3528.
KMZA.
Broadcast tonight brought to you by Peru State College, peru.edu, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. In our girls' contest, 10-9 after one quarter between Wetmore and Onega. Buffalo's leading scorer, Mariah Krohn, with six, and then four from Bridget Campbell. You got five from Kinsey Strothman, and then two apiece from Beatrice Sanzone and Kaylee Foote. But both teams struggling with turnovers. Nine turnovers in the first quarter for Onega, and then seven in the opening quarter for Wetmore. Six fouls, seven called against Wetmore, five against Onega. Buffaloes with the one-point lead get the ball to start the second quarter. Here's Krohn, left side. It's Brianna Bates. Bates back to Eva Krohn. They leave her open for three. It's long, and a rebound brought down by Caitlin Claycamp. Her second rebound of the ball game. She'll work it waist high up the sideline. Now dribbles back towards the rings out high. Picked up her dribble prematurely. Finds Strothman on a cut. Her shot kind of off balance, no good. But the rebound is chased down by Nichols in the far corner. A couple of offensive rebounds so far has kept extra possessions alive for Wetmore here in the first half. Sanzone straight on three. That one off to the right side, no good. Nichols again chasing it down in the same spot, right corner. And then she is tripped up and fouled on a baseline drive. That'll be team foul number six against the Buffaloes. That one against Brianna Bates, her first. So now both teams the rest of the way will be in the bonus. Both have six fouls committed here in the first half. Strothman, corner three on the way. It's an air ball. Rebound by Mariah Krohn. Krohn gets it up the floor, and her pass is too strong and out of bounds. And now 10 turnovers by Onega here in the first half. 7-11 to go. Second quarter, 10-9 our score. Visiting Buffaloes on top here in the first half. First time Onega's really backed off that full-court pressure defense. Sanzone works it up the floor. Strothman left side on the elbow. Kicks it back to Sanzone, right corner. Now Nichols with it. She'll step back, fire a deep three. That's another air ball and another rebound for Mariah Krohn. Krohn gets it up the floor. This is Bates. Works it to the right block. Shot, no good. Tipped in the air. Offensive rebound by Crone, and the ball's on the floor again. She gets it right back, and she draws the foul. So a couple of offensive rebounds for Mariah Crone, and on the second opportunity back up, it's going to be a foul. This one, double check here, it's going to be on Strothman, I believe. Didn't see who the foul was on. The free throw's no good. Buffaloes are now 0-3 at the line here in the first half. Wetmore has yet to shoot a free throw. Strothman will take her first breather. Second free throw on the way. This one is too strong, no good as well. And then an offensive rebound. That one is off, no good by Figgy. And then an offensive rebound again. And then Simmons is tripped out of bounds. Hard to see in front of me here to my right, but it's going to be an Onega turnover. And Wetmore gets it right back. Here's Kleykamp up the floor. Now foot right on the wing. Top of the key, Nickel. Short corner right. Here's a two by Kleykamp. Too strong. Rebound Mariah Crone, who all of a sudden now has five rebounds to go along with 6 points. Up the floor, Bridget Campbell scored the first two buckets for Onega. Has been quiet since. Here's Bates, a shot. That one no good. And then tipped and saved and finally brought down. And a wild shot is thrown up by Crone and out of bounds. And it's going to be Wetmore basketball. Still no score here in the second quarter. About 2 minutes in, still 10-9. And the Cardinals turn it right over. His foot lost it off her hands and out of bounds. Now 8 turnovers for Wetmore here in the first half. 6:06 to go in the second quarter. Onega with a 10-9 lead. Here's Brianna Bates. They get it into the right corner. Three ball on the way. That is an air ball, but Simmons is able to run it down in the left corner. Simmons will try a long two. This one is good. Kiara Simmons, her first 2 points, and we get a timeout for Wetmore. So it's a 3-point lead for the Lady Buffaloes. 12-9 is our score. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. We do got some games across the area here tonight, of course, here in Wetmore. Onega and Wetmore tonight. Some other non-league games around the area. You got Marysville at Hiawatha. Holton is hosting Burlington. That is on the Holton Channel tonight. Also Silver Lake at Jefferson West. And then another TBL showdown going on tonight. It's Axtell hosting Donovan West. And there's one more game on the schedule tonight. It's Atchison at Heritage Christian. Of course, stay up to date with all the schedules online at mscsports.net. Kirk Hillman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tadman. 5:51 to go first half. Visiting Lady Onega Buffaloes, a 12-9 lead here against the Wetmore Lady Cardinals. Turnovers have been an issue. Shot selection has been an issue. So Wetmore with the ball out of the timeout, foot to throw it in, and she throws that one away. Here's Crone. Her shot is good. It's Mariah Crone again, who now has 8 points. And then a near turnover as the pressure defense is back in the full court for Onega. Their largest lead now at 5 at 14-9. Right now, Strothman is on the bench. That is a world of trouble for Wetmore, their best player. And she's bottled down with some foul trouble as Nichols lost it out of bounds, but fortunate it hit off Brianna Bates, so it will stay with the Lady Cardinals. 5:34 to go, first half, 14-9, Lady Buffaloes. Side out foot to throw it into Nichols, just in front of the midcourt stripe, dribbles waist high with the right hand, working to her left, top of the key. Now foot on the right wing, not much pressure on her, they reverse the basketball, Sanzone fires a deep three, hits off the back iron, no good. And a rebound chased down by Bridget Campbell. A lot of missed shots, meaning a lot of rebounds here early on. Eva Crone, though, nearly had it taken away, but works it around the arc from left to right. Eva Crone gets it back into the left corner, open for three. This one too strong. Rebound for Wetmore. And it's brought down by Beatrice Sanzone, her third rebound. Sanzone calls out the play. Waist-high dribble with the left hand up the floor. Nearly got away with a double dribble. She'll step into a long two. That one's no good. Another rebound for Campbell. Here come the Buffaloes up the floor, and it's thrown away. Nichols comes away with a steal, coast to coast, and then she threw it wildly out of bounds, thought she was going to get a foul call. Instead, the whistle stays in the pocket. She's arguing for the foul, talking to the official. Instead, it's going to be a turnover. 14-9, Onega here. About midway through the second quarter. Eva Krohn, left side. This is Bates. Bates inside. Campbell, turn, jump shot, no good. Sanzone runs it down. And then Sanzone now throws it away. Another turnover, whistle and a foul, and that's going to send Bates to the free throw line. Another turnover and another foul. This one against Sanzone after the turnover, and that is her third. So this will send Bates to the free throw line for two, and that's the first free throw of the game for either side to go in. Onega had missed their first four. Finally, Bates able to knock one down. Second one on the way. That one's no good, and then the rebound try is tipped out of bounds, and it will go back to Wetmore. 15-9, a six-point lead here for Onega, and good news for the Cardinals. They get Strothman back into the game with 4:22 to go. Buffalo showing the pressure, foot to throw it in. Looking, finally throws it in, and throws it into the wrong team. Another turnover. Here's a shot inside. That one good. Mariah Krohn again taking over. First into double figures. She's got 10. Then a near steal again, but Sanzone has it. Sanzone stops across the timeline, finds Strothman, who slows down the pace. Now it's a 8-point lead. Nichols for three, too strong, rebound Sanzone. The second chance opportunities have been there on offensive rebounds for the Lady Cardinals, but been unable to get those second chance points. Skip, Strothman, good look, right corner three, in and out, no good. And then a high, strong rebound brought down by Bridget Campbell for Onega, and then she is fouled. She'll go to the line for a 1-1. Fouls on Kaylee Foote. That is her first. Team foul number 9. So Bridget Campbell to the line for a 1-1. And the first one is up and good. Onega right now just 2-for-7 at the free throw line. Wetmore has yet to shoot from the charity stripe, and she goes 2-for-2. So Campbell with 6 points. 19-9, Onega's largest lead. It's now 10. Here's Strothman, 3:35 left in the first half. Nichols, a right corner three, short, off the rim, out of bounds to Onega. Right now, Mariah Krohn is having a really, really strong first half, 10 points, and also 6 rebounds. Delaney Figge checks back into the game for the Buffaloes, replacing Jaden Abbott, who has seen some sporadic minutes here in the first half. Eva Krohn, there's a drive, kicks it to Bates. Bates here to the right side. Now on the wing, Krohn thought about a three, instead gets it back to Campbell. She'll fire this time from three, nearly banked it in, no good. And Riley Nichols will chase down the rebound. Here's Wetmore up the floor. Nichols to Strothman inside, turns, fires, her shot blocked, and a rebound for Onega. That one brought down by Krohn. Mariah Krohn again, who's having a dominant first half. Eva Krohn, Bates left side on the wing. Holds it at the hip. Now Eva Krohn left corner. They get it to the elbow. Here's a difficult shot. No good. Rebound for Strothman. Get it off to Sanzone, who works it up the floor. Crossing over to her left hand. Now works towards the left wing. Stops. Kicks it back right wing. And now it's going to be a difficult shot that's blocked. And it's going to be brought down by Campbell. Here's a run out and a layup good by Brianna Bates, who now has 3. 21-9, Lady Buffaloes pouring it on. Wetmore has not scored here in the second quarter, and then Foote throws it away. Boy, things are really unraveling right now. As Clay Camp will check back in for Wetmore. And Karis Larson, a sophomore, will check in for the first time for Wetmore as well. 2:21 to go first half. In the girls' contest, Wetmore trailing Onega 21-9. Here's Campbell with it, and then her pass is deflected and taken away. Here's Claycamp up the floor, and then it's tipped out of bounds. Good hustle there by Simmons, nearly forced a turnover. But it's going to stay with Wetmore with 2:08 to go in the half. So Strothman set to throw it in. Underneath their own basket, looking for a player to move. Gets Nichols in the right corner. She'll drive baseline, stops into a double team. Here's a shot from the top of the key that's good. That is Karis Larson, who was on the board, who just checked in. And the lead is 10 for Onega, 21-11 with a minute 55 to go here in the first half. That was the first point scored by Wetmore here in the second quarter. Want to go inside. That is Mariah Crone. Her shot no good. Offensive rebound, though, is stuck back up and in by Delaney Figge. Her first basket along with three rebounds, and the lead back to 12 at 23-11. And again, Onega starting to gather a lot of momentum with this full court defense. A lot of deflections. This time thrown in and out of bounds again. Another turnover. Nichols a little hot on the pass there, and it goes through her hands and out of bounds. And Onega gets it back with 94 seconds left in the half, leading here by 12. 23-11. Here's Eva Crone. Right wing, now towards the corner. It's Campbell. Campbell, they leave her open. She's going to step into a three. It's an air ball and out of bounds. So back to Wetmore with a minute 22 to go in the half. Mariah Crone, 10 points. The lead all scores. Bridget Campbell also good start with 6 points and 8 rebounds. Getting a lot of missed shots here in the first half. A lot of rebounds scattered across the board and a lot of turnovers as well between the two teams. First game of the year. Certainly can happen. Here's Sanzone. Drives into the lane and she's called for a travel. Speak of the turnover. A minute 10 to go here in the first half now. It's 23-11. Buffaloes have the lead. Mariah Crone mentioning the leading score with 10 points. She'll take a breather. Coming down on the final minute to go here in the first half. Right side to Simmons. Simmons on the right wing. Now pushing it into the corner with Bates. Now skips it far side. Too much mustard on the pass, and that one is thrown away, and it's a turnover for Onega. They're fifth in the quarter, and they're 14th in the half. Final 57 seconds left in the half. See how Wetmore wants to play this possession here. Sanzone walks it across the timeline, crossing over to her left hand. Here is another three ball, that time from Larson, is no good, and still running around trying to grab the rebound, and then a whistle and a foul. That'll put Delaney Figge at the line. See who the foul is on. This one is Strothman, and that is her fourth. Oh, my. Kinsey Strothman, the best player here for Wetmore, now has four fouls with 43 seconds to go in the first half. It's a double bonus scenario. So they'll shoot two. Figgy's first shot up and good. She's got three. 24-11. Onega on top, approaching halftime. Second free throw is up. This one is no good, and the rebound is chased down by Larson here in the corner. Then she's doubled, and then a foul is called, I believe, against Kiara Simmons. And so this will put Wetmore at the line for the first time. Simmons picks up her second. Team foul number 7. So a one-on-one opportunity. This puts Karis Larson at the line, a sophomore. 2 points and a rebound here in the first half. She's only played here a couple of minutes in the second quarter. Her first free throw, no good. And then a battle for the rebound underneath, and it's finally ripped away by Bates. And then bodies hit the floor. And finally picked up by the Cardinals. Boy, this is a lot of scatterness right now. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul on Bridget Campbell. That's her third. So right back to the line goes Karis Larson. Just missed a moment ago on the first of a 1-1. That is the eighth team foul, so Campbell's now going to have to come out with three fouls. Foul trouble certainly piling up for Wetmore. Strothman there, a leader on this team with four fouls. She's still on the floor. Larson hits the first free throw. So she'll earn the second, 24-12. Onega right now with the double-up lead. Second free throw on the way by Larson is good, so she goes 2-for-2. 24-13, Lady Buffaloes. Final 23 seconds to go in the half. This is Bates up the floor. A lot of contact, and a blocking foul is called. So this foul is on Riley Nichols. That is her third. And that'll put Bates at the free throw line to shoot two. Brianna Bates, a sophomore, 3 points here in the first half. First free throw on the way. This one is no good. Onega's up 24-13, and they've had all sorts of opportunities at the free throw line, but the free throw shooting has not been there. Keeping Wetmore around. This time it's good, as Bates now has 4 points here in the first half. 25-13, final 15 seconds to go. Here's Nichols. Going to back it out. They're going to hold for the final shot. Sand zone. In between the rings, out high. Hard dribble left. Top of the key. Larson skips it to Nichols. 2 seconds. Gets a shot up. This one no good. Battle for the rebound out of bounds, and that's the end of the first half. Our first game tonight, the girls' contest. Here from Wetmore High School, the Cardinals trailing Onega 25-13. Here at the end of the first half, our halftime coverage brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. If you want the best, got to get out of town, 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Halftime in the girls' game, Onega 25, Wetmore 13. Our coverage begins after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilsonsdirecttires.com.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie. I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie? Oh, no. Not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
If one of your projects is getting everything winterized around your farm or home, you can depend on Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. They have all the winter supplies you need, like ice melt, tube sand, heaters, antifreeze, heat tape for your water pipes, insulation of all kinds, and be comfortable this winter with window kits to stop those drafts. When it comes to making everything work better this winter, your winterizing projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Halftime is here in our girls' contest. First of two games tonight from Wetmore as Onega comes roaring into town, and the Lady Buffaloes with a 25-13 lead on the host Lady Cardinals here at the half. Onega led 10-9 at the end of the first quarter, but they outscored Wetmore 15-4 in the second quarter and have a current 25-13 lead here at the end of the first half. Kirk Hillman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tamman. Again, thanks for tuning in. Whether you're on the air, it's 92.1 KMZA or online at mscsports.net. We appreciate it very much. And again, the halftime score, Onega 25, Wetmore 13. Let's go through some of the first half numbers, as there was just actually 1-3 hit in the first half. That was by Wetmore. That was by Strothman in the first quarter. Both teams have struggled from three-point range, and turnovers have obviously been an issue as well for both of these teams, who each had 15 first-half turnovers. Onega had 9 in the first quarter, 6 in the second. Wetmore had 7 first-quarter turnovers, and then 8 more in the second quarter. Let's go through some of these scoring numbers here from the first half. How about Mariah Crone, the sophomore for the Lady Buffaloes? 10 points and 7 rebounds in the first half. Freshman Bridget Campbell has 6 points and 8 rebounds here at the half. 4 points and a rebound for Brianna Bates. 3 points from Delaney Figge. She also has 4 rebounds as well. And then Kiara Simmons has 2 points in the game. Onega as a team, just 5 of 12 from the free throw line. Wetmore went 2 of 3 at the charity stripe. 4-0 for Wetmore. Their leading scorer in the first half is Kinsey Strothman. 5 points. She also has 6 rebounds, but she also has 4 fouls. A leading returning player for the Lady Cardinals with 4 first-half fouls. And she still played the final 60 seconds with those 4 fouls in the second quarter. So really going to see how first-year head coach Irene Kiefer handles the minutes for Strothman in the second half with 4 fouls. But she has 5 points and 6 rebounds. 4 points from Karis Larson, who only saw a couple of minutes in the second quarter. And then 2 points apiece from Kaylee Foote and Beatrice Sanzone. But again, turnovers, shot selection, and foul trouble. Those are kind of the headlines here in the first half of the girls' contest, as it's Onega 25, Wetmore 13 at the half. Step aside, take another 2-minute timeout. We'll come back with more. Halftime coverage continues in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Find great values for your Christmas shopping now at Hein and True Value Farm Supplies in downtown Seneca. Save 20% on all regular price outerwear. Save 15% on all jeans, denim, overalls, and shirts. And save 20% on all toys. Hein and True Value have name brand toys by Tommy and Bruder and clothing by Key, Carhartt, and Wrangler. Hurry in as the clothing specials end December 4th. Hein and True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, open weekdays 7:30 to 5 and Saturdays 7:30 to noon.
Kansaland Radio.
First of two games here. Tonight's our first basketball broadcast of the 2021-22 season. Wetmore and Onega battle inside the Twin Valley League and in our girls' contest at the half. Onega on the road leading 25-13. They outscored Wetmore 15-4 in the second quarter after leading 10-9 after the first 8 minutes. Again, the Headlines from the first half, turnovers an issue for both teams, 15 apiece in terms of turnovers. Mariah Crone, the leading scorer for both teams, leading the Buffaloes 10 points and 7 rebounds, and then 6 points and 8 rebounds by Bridget Campbell. And then for Wetmore, Kenzie Strothman, the all-league first-teamer from last season, 4 first-half fouls. She had 5 points and 6 rebounds in the first half, but again, saddled with that foul trouble. And then Karis Larson, sophomore, who just played a couple of minutes in the second quarter, actually the second leading scorer. She had a couple of free throws and then a quick bucket when she entered. She had 4 points, again, to lead Wetmore, but got to cut down on the turnovers, and the shot selection needs to improve for both teams. But really the difference with these turnovers, the full-court pressure by Onega was really causing Wetmore a lot of problems in the first half. We'll see how they address and want to change things up a little bit in the second half. Well, the second half is coming up next. We'll pause for a quick 30-second timeout. We'll come back. Your second half action is coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice would like to wish you and your family health and happiness this holiday season. Throughout the entire year, we strive to stay focused on our mission of providing personalized, compassionate health care to those in Nemaha County and the surrounding communities. And as we step into 2022, we want you to know that Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice are here for you and your family. We are people you know and care you trust.
KMZA.
It's seconds away from starting the second half of play in our girls' contest. Onega 25, Wetmore 13. And our halftime coverage has been brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. If you want the best, got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Kirk Hillman back in the studio. I'm Brandon Tabman. Thank you again for tuning in tonight, our first broadcast. Tomorrow night we'll be inside the Big 7. We'll be at Perry LeCompton, or at least I'll be at Perry LeCompton High School, as the Cause play host to the Nemaha Central Thunder, as both those teams open their seasons tomorrow night. So that'll be a good one as well inside the Big 7. We'll have Nemaha Central at Perry LeCompton for you tomorrow night with both games, of course, the girls and the boys. All right, second half action coming up next as we are just getting started here in the second half of play. Alexis Hipp, who we had mentioned in the pregame, who appeared to not be playing tonight, is in the game for Wetmore. Again, with that foul trouble, and Strothman right out the gate, Kansas 3. And that is a big, big shot for Wetmore. It's their second three in the game. It's 25-16, Onega by 9. Not quite 30 seconds into this opening quarter. So we'll see against Strothman with 4 fouls in the first half. And then you got Alexis Hipp, who did not play in the first half, but she is out there and putting some nice pressure defense here on Eva Crone and nearly caused a turnover. And it was tipped into the backcourt, and they will say it's a turnover as Wetmore did not touch it. It was off the foot of Mariah Crone, and so a early turnover against the Lady Buffaloes. 25-16. Wetmore down by 9 on their home floor. Moving the ball a little bit better here to start. Strothman to Nichols, left corner. Her shot's on the way. It's a long 2, no good. Rebound for Mariah Crone, another for her, and she's off and running the other way. Now Eva Crone with it, knocked out of bounds, and then a whistle and a foul. This one on Alexis Hipp. That's her first. First foul on either side here in the second half. 7:03 to go, third quarter, 25-16 our score. So Nega by 9 with the ball. This is Bates to throw it in, having some trouble. Finally gets it into the right corner. That is Eva Crone. Here's a baseline drive. Whips it down underneath to Campbell. Her layup good. Good pass from the short corner right to the left block. And Campbell now with 8 points to go along with 8 rebounds. And then there's another Wetmore turnover on the inbounds pass. And now Onega throws it away. Here's Hipp running the other way, and she had it knocked out of bounds. It'll stay on this end. Good hustle by Brianna Bates. So the Cardinals will keep it. Strothman will throw it in. 27-16. Buffaloes by 11. Here's Nichols. They want to set up Strothman in the right corner. She fires a 3. That is too strong. Rebound far side by Eva Crone. Crone picked up her dribble prematurely, and then it's off the official, and it stays in play. It would have gone out of bounds. And now we get a whistle and a tripping foul against the Buffaloes. This one see who it's on. I believe it's going to be Brianna Bates. That's her second. So Wetmore gets it. Aaron to the floor. Strothman high left. Staring down the zone defense. 2-3. Strothman dribbles with the left hand to the left wing. Hands it off to Nichols. Works it back near side. Into the corner with Sanzone. Probably a walk. It wasn't called. Here's a three on the way. That is an air ball by Caitlin Claycamp, and out of bounds back to the Buffaloes. So the Cardinals down 27-16, 6:09 to go, third quarter. First of two games tonight. Of course, the girls' contest going now. Boys will follow. Very intrigued by the boys' game tonight. I think it should be a pretty competitive game between those two teams. We get a whistle and another foul. And it's Alexis Hipp, her second. Stops the clock at 5:59 here in the third quarter. So this is Bates to throw it in. Claycamp providing the pressure defense. Campbell inside. A lot of contact and no foul there, and she's able to get her own rebound. Then we get a whistle and another foul. So when there's the contact, they didn't call it. And then when there's not a lot of contact, they went ahead and blew the whistle. And they call it on Strothman. And she is fouled out of the game. Wow. Strothman telling the official that she wasn't even the one that was near the play. And I wish I could have a verdict here, but with my angle and where I'm at, located here courtside, it was hard to tell. So free throws are coming up by Bates, and the first one's no good. Now 5-13 at the free throw line. Are the Lady Buffaloes here in this game? It's 27-16, and now Wetmore has to play the rest of the game without their best player. So Strothman fouls out, 8 points and six rebounds. So here's Hip, pulls it up from the lane. That one no good, just in front of the free throw line, and that's a rebound again for Crone, who's stacking up the rebounds in this game. Gets it back, left block, her shot up quickly, offensive rebound, stick back is good. Bridget Campbell into double figures with 10. At this point, Mariah Crone and Bridget Campbell are both going to finish this game with double-doubles. They have been dominant on both ends of the floor. There's a whistle and a foul underneath. It's going to be a shooting foul. Caitlin Claycamp was knocked to the floor. She'll go to the line and shoot two. I believe it was on Eva Crone. That is her second. So the first free throw is up and just rolls off the rim. No good for Caitlin Claycamp, the junior, looking for her first points from the young season. 29-16, Buffaloes by 13, 5:04 to go, third quarter. Second one is on the way, rattles in and falls through. So the first point for Caitlin Claycamp. Wetmore is a team now 2-5 at the foul line. Nice pass inside to the left block, and the layup is good by Mariah Crone. She now has 12 to lead all scores. Whistle and a foul. Boy, there are a lot of fouls in this game. See, this one is against, I believe, Eva Crone, who now has 3. So Wetmore having to work the full length of the floor against this Buffalo's pressure. Alexis Hipp does a nice job, splits two. Short corner, here's Claycamp. Thought about a shot, turns it down. Now Nichols from straight up top, and she'll rattle that one in. Riley Nichols along too. That's her first bucket. 31-19. Buffalo's lead now 12. 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Whistle and a foul. I'm telling you, there's not a lot of contact on some of these calls. And now Alexis Hipp, who's only played a few minutes in this game, already has 3 fouls. So Onega to throw it in. Hit it up top to Campbell. Right side to Eva Crone, left wing. Waist-high dribble with the right hand. Nearly got away with a double dribble, but somehow kept it alive. Eva Crone gets it right back. Holds it at the right hip. Surveying the defense here. Gets by Hipp. Her shot is up, no good. Offensive rebound, though, by Claycamp to keep the possession alive, or correction, to get the possession back, I should say. Still the 2-3 zone. Got to get it into the middle. Here's Sanzone, steps into a long two. It's an air ball, and Nichols tried to save it. And it's going to be Buffalo's basketball. 31-19, Onega in front. 3:51 to go here in the third quarter. First contest of two tonight here on KMZA. Boys contest will follow. Here's Simmons. Looking for the entry pass. Didn't have enough loft on it. Stolen away by Sanzone. Sanzone nearly lost it. Long, lengthy pass to Hip. A lot of contact here, no call, and then it's whacked away out of bounds by Campbell. And it stays here with Wetmore with 3:31 to go in the third, and we get a whistle and a timeout. First-year head coach for the Cardinals, Irene Kiefer, taking a timeout. It is a full. We'll follow suit. 3:31 to go, third quarter. Onega 31, Wetmore 19. Back in a minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call the right agents, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP today. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
3:31 to go, third quarter here in the girls' contest. Onega on the road, leading Wetmore 31-19. Wetmore with the ball out of the timeout. Foot throws it in, gets it off to Nichols, steps into a long two, barely grazed the rim. Hip able to save it underneath, and we're going to get a tie-up, I believe. Or Wetmore with Hip might have been just on the baseline out of bounds, so it'll go back to the Buffaloes. Nichols, a little bit of pressure in the full court, kind of backs off. Onega works it across the timeline. Top of the key with Bates between the rings out high. Mariah Crone with it. High left, good defense here by Sanzone, makes her put it on the floor. They go inside, Campbell turn, shot good, and one. Beautiful entry pass. And now 12 points for Bridget Campbell and a chance for a three-point play. So the foul is on Alexis Hip. That is her fourth. She's only played here in the third quarter. And Campbell knocks down the free throw. She leads now all scorers with 13. 34-19. Buffalo's in front. Here at Wetmore, coming up on 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here's Hip. Spins through a double team, had it lost from behind, and then a turnover taken away. Here's Campbell, gets by Foot, layup good. Full court in transition. Campbell now with 15, the freshman, with a double-double here in the third quarter. We get a whistle and a blocking foul. This one on Simmons. That is her third, I believe. Let's check. And it is her third, team foul number four. The Buffaloes starting to pull away, 36-19 here late in the third. Wetmore has it with Hip. It's knocked out by Simmons. It'll stay here. Simmons just 2 points, but she has been very good defensively. And then there's a tip ball and a steal in the backcourt, and then we get a whistle. And then a foul prior to the layup. See who the foul is on. I believe it's Nichols. That is her fourth. So it stopped a transition bucket by Brianna Bates. And the Buffaloes keep it, leading 36-19 with 2:24 to go here in the third quarter. Get it into Campbell, and then we get a whistle. I think an offensive foul's called. And call maybe an illegal screen, but it was against Eva Krohn, and that's Mariah Krohn, that's her second. Team foul number six, and there's another steal in the backcourt. There's a nice cut, tip pass in the lane, finally taken away again. Onega now comes away with a turnover. Here's Wetmore up the floor. Here's Hip, has Bates on her hip. Steps back here, short corner right. Here's Sanzone, they reverse it to foot. She'll ball fake. It's a back near side. Here's a long two on the way. That one no good. Battle for the rebound. It's going to be picked up by Mariah Krohn. The Buffaloes are going to have two players with double-doubles going into the fourth quarter. Two impressive performances, the sophomore Mariah Krohn and the freshman Bridget Campbell. Here's Bates, inside, a whistle, foul. Inside, I believe, on Sanzone. That's going to be her fourth. A lot of fouls have been called in this game. You know, just like struggles with the players, opening night jitters, first game, you know, a lot of turnovers, a lot of missed shots. Not sure if the officials have the same kind of feeling as well, because they are very happy with the whistle right now. The free throw is up and in by Bridget Campbell, who now has 16 points. We'll get the second after converting on the 1-1. Try, second one is on the way, and this one is out, no good, and then a whistle and another foul on the rebound attempt. Again, a not very much contact. I believe that was on Figgy. That is her first. Team foul number six. So the rest of the game, both teams in the bonus. 37-19, Buffaloes leading the Cardinals with 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. Sanzone with it. Right side, it's Alexis Hip. Get it to the left elbow, foot, top of the key. She'll fire and drain a three. Kaylee Foote, how about that from downtown? She's got five. Second three of the second half for Wetmore, but still down 15 at 37-22. Here's Bates, right wing. Top of the key, Eva Krohn, yet to use the dribble. Now Simmons back on the right wing. Right back to Eva Krohn. Now under a minute to go here in the third quarter. We'll see how they play this possession. Still one thing I hope they do at some point is implement a shot clock in high school basketball. There's a drive and a running floater. That one good by Bates, and she has six. Her first points in the second half. Lead back to 17 at 39-22. Final 40 seconds to go here in the third. Sanzone with it. Has it tipped into the backcourt, and it's going to be taken away. Here's a transition opportunity. A whistle and a blocking foul is going to put Bridget Campbell right back to the free throw line. So Riley Nichols will check in, and Alexis Hip, who did not play in the first half, came in the third quarter, has fouled out of the game. That is her fifth foul. Campbell airballs the first free throw. Campbell right now, 16 points and 10 rebounds. She has been very good in this game. Second free throw is off the rim, no good, and a rebound for Sanzone. Final 22 seconds here in the third. Sanzone splits a double, layup try no good, and a whistle and a foul. Stops the clock at 18 seconds. We'll put Sanzone at the line to shoot two. Delaney Figgy picks up the foul, her second. Team foul number seven. 39-22, Buffaloes in front. Sanzone at the line, and she is short on the first free throw. Beatrice Sanzone here for Wetmore came from Italy. Played volleyball and transitioning nice here to Wetmore, but she missed the second free throw as well. There's a tip pass by Figgy inside. It's out of bounds and to Wetmore with 10 seconds to go here in the half. So Onega, instead of trying to hold and keep it for the final shot of the quarter, they tried to push it up the floor and end up turning it over. So 6 seconds to go. Sanzone works it up the floor. Now 4 seconds. Cuts between two. Fires up a shot and banks it in at the buzzer. So Sanzone gets the two back on the missed free throws that she just had, and we head to the fourth quarter. In our girls' contest, the visiting Buffaloes, 39, Wetmore, 24. Back for the fourth quarter here in a minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom, fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program, flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College, check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
KMZA.
All right, fourth quarter coming up here in the girls' contest. Onega with a 15-point lead here at Wetmore as we start the fourth, 39-24. They outscored Wetmore 14-11 in the third quarter. And a lot of fouls, a lot of turnovers. Had to travel, but no call. Here's Nichols will pull up and hit from the free throw line. Riley Nichols, the sophomore with four. All four here in the second half, 39-26. 20 seconds into this fourth and final quarter. In the Buffaloes, 5-14 last season. Cardinals, 16-8. Cardinals have played the majority of the second half. Without their best player, Kenzie Strothman, who fouled out. She picked up four fouls in the first half and then picked up her fifth. About 2 minutes into the third quarter. Here's Foot from downtown. Too strong. Rebound Figgy for Onega. She's now got five rebounds in the game. Buffaloes walk it up the floor. Up 13, 39-26. It's Brianna Bates. And the Cardinals look a little confused here on the defensive end. Certainly want to turn the pressure up a little bit, not sit back into a zone. You sit back and you nearly give up an easy layup, but fortunate for them it was missed and a rebound for Sanzone. Here comes Wetmore the other way, a pull-up J in transition. That one no good, tipped out of bounds. It'll head back to the Lady Buffaloes with a 13-point lead. All right, Crone back into the game, so is Kiara Simmons. No correction, Simmons is out. So right now it's Bates, Crone, both Crones, Eva and Mariah. Also Figgy and Campbell on the floor for the Buffaloes right now. 6:39, clock moving here in the fourth quarter. They lead Wetmore 39-26, a near turnover, but Mariah Crone chasing it down, gets it off to Bates, comes around a screen, top of the key to Eva Crone. Takes a couple steps back and just stares into the 2-3 Wetmore defense that's not doing a whole lot of movement. Again, with no shot clock, you can certainly just kind of hang back and take as much time off as you want. If you're the Buffaloes, here's a three from the right corner. That one no good. And then a whistle and a tie-up is going to be called underneath as Mariah Crone was tied up in there with one of the Wetmore players and then showed a little bit of an emotion after the call. And official jumped right in and told her something. I hate to see the officials take the emotion out of these games. It's just not fun for anyone. There's a three. It's an air ball by Eva Crone. So back to the Cardinals with 6 minutes to go in the game. Onega leads Wetmore 39-26. So here is Sanzone up the floor calling the play. Dribbles towards the right wing. Now skip back to her on the left wing, but too much on the pass and another turnover. Kiara Simmons back into the game for Onega, taking the spot of Figgy, so a little bit smaller of a lineup, a little more guards out there, and I think we're going to get a whistle and a timeout. The 30-second timeout called by the Buffaloes, Craig Boswell. His team looking good, 39-26 their lead, 5:48 to go in the ball game. And the boys' contest is coming up next. Should be an intriguing matchup. Mark Martin, fourth-year head coach for Wetmore, 14-9 last season. They were 7-6 in the TVL. The Buffaloes, their head coach is Luke Baxter, 11th season at the helm. Just 3 wins for them last year, but they do got plenty of talent returning. So a pretty key game early on in the TVL schedule for these two. Of course, you have your teams like Hanover's going to be very good. Watch out for Axtell. They, coming off their state championship in football, have plenty of those players making the quick transition to the hardwood. But the TVL is going to be a lot of fun this year. Out of the timeout, Onega with the basketball, up 13. 39-26, 5:40 to go in the game. Simmons, nice pass inside to a wide-open Campbell, and she puts it in. Campbell now with 18 points in the game, and the lead is 15, 41-26, with 5:25 to go in the game. Right side in the corner, this is Claycamp. Claycamp, one dribble, her pass deflected and intercepted. Transition, bucket good. This time it's Brianna Bates who has 8 points. Quietly, 43-26. The Buffaloes now back-to-back baskets to extend that lead out with now 5 minutes to go in the game. Right side, Larson. Skips it to the far side, but to nobody and out of bounds. Buffaloes get it back up 43-26 with now under 5 minutes to go in the game. Two players have fouled out for Wetmore. There's a shot inside. Not good. Rebound Sanzone after the missed shot by Crone. And Wetmore will slow the pace a little bit. Nichols across the timeline. Get it to Claycamp. Now skips it here to the right wing. Nice ball fake by Sanzone. Gets in the lane. A lot of contact. Scoop shot no good. And a rebound for Eva Crone. Eva Crone, head of steam, gets by one, lays it up, no good, left it short, and trying to get her own rebound. I think it's touched the baseline and out of bounds, so it'll go back to Wetmore with 4:14 to go. 43-26, Lady Buffaloes in charge. Here's Sanzone up the floor, walking it across the timeline, angles right, gets it off to the wing here to Nichols. Nichols on the dribble drive, lost it, and a turnover. Probably could have been called for a foul, but they let it go. Here's Simmons, coast to coast, left her layup short, and then a rebound to Larson. And now Wetmore an opportunity. Claycamp gets it off to Nichols, 3:45 to go in the game. 43-26. Onega trying to start their season here with a victory at Wetmore. Here's Sanzone on a drive, trying to go reverse, left it underneath the rim, upset with herself, ball still on the floor, bodies hit the deck, and who else? Bridget Campbell comes away with another rebound. Here's a transition bucket, it's good. This time it's by Bates, who comes up a little bit hobbled. She's into double figures with 10. Now she's favoring maybe the right knee or the hamstring, and they stop play for to get her off the floor, so that'll bring in Jaden Abbott. And now we're going to get a whistle and a full timeout from Onega head coach Craig Boswell. So we'll step aside as well. 45-26, Lady Buffaloes here at Wetmore. 3:18 to go in the fourth quarter. Back at 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Kansaland Radio.
Girls contest set to wrap up here in a few minutes. Just 3:18 to go in the fourth quarter. Onega leads here at Wetmore 45-26. It's a 10-9 game at the end of the first quarter, but a 15-4 second quarter run by the Buffaloes gave them a 25-13 halftime lead, and they really haven't looked back and just have slowly kind of extended that lead out here in the third and fourth quarters. Wetmore with the ball, trailing. There's Foote, a tough drive, but Larson comes away with the rebound and sticks it back up and in. So Karis Larson, the sophomore, with 6 points. It's 45-28. It's under 3 minutes to go. Here's Abbott's with it. It's played a couple of minutes. Simmons steps into a long two. This one is high off the back iron, no good. Offensive rebound, stick back try, no good. And that one by Mariah Crone, and then a rebound for Sanzone off the second miss. Sanzone splits two, takes it all the way, draws the foul. Stops the clock at 2:32. 45-28, the Buffalo lead is. Sanzone will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Foul on Simmons, that's her fourth. First free throw no good by Sanzone, who's got 4 points and 9 rebounds in the game tonight. Second one on the way. This one no good as well. Battle for the rebound, tipped underneath and brought down by Campbell. Another rebound for Campbell. Here's Simmons up the floor and out of bounds. It's going to be a turnover by the Buffaloes. So 2:22 to go, 45-28 is their lead. Wetmore gets the ball back. Stick around for the post-game show. The first contest will get you our player of the game presented by Farmers State Bank. Break down this first contest and then get you set for the boys' contest as well. So a lot still to come here on 92.1. There's a sandstone drive and a rebound for Campbell off the miss. She is stacking the rebounds in this game. Already with a big double-double, her team up 45-28 with under 2 minutes to go. Here's Mariah Crone, steps into a shot from the free throw line, and guess who for the offensive rebound? Bridget Campbell. Here's a running floater in the lane and missed, and who's there again? Bridget Campbell for another rebound, but she throws that one away, a turnover. Nichols is bumped from behind, and we're going to get a foul. I believe that's Simmons, and that's going to be number 5 on her. So she'll foul out with 2 points in the game. Stops the clock at 1:36. That puts Nichols at the line to shoot a 1-1. So Kiara Simmons, again, doesn't show up a lot on the stat sheet, just 2 points, but she was a hound defensively and very good presence in the backcourt. She's going to be a very key piece for Craig Boswell's team. Both ends of the floor. So the missed free throw there by Nichols, and Buffaloes take it the other way with 90 seconds to go in the game and leading 45-28. And we're going to get a full timeout. I think Boswell will take a full timeout, and we'll get some of the younger players in with the big lead with 1:27 to go. So we'll step aside. It's Onega 45, Wetmore 28, Buck 27 to go in the ball game. We'll take a quick 30 back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
KMZA.
Final 127 to go here in our girls' contest tonight. It's been pretty much all Onega here since about the second quarter on. It was a one-point game after one, but they've kind of slowly extended their lead out the rest of the way, and they lead here at Wetmore 45-28 with 127 to go in the ball game. Buffaloes will put in some younger players. Again, down the stretch, they got Figgy and Abbott in the game. Also, Allie Nider, a junior, is in the game as well. So, again, with the lead and not much time left, getting some of the younger players a little bit of an experience here. And we get a whistle and a foul. That's on Nider, who just checked in, and that's going to put Wetmore at the free throw line. I believe it's going to be Clay Camp to shoot two. It's going to be the 10th foul against Onega, so that is a double bonus scenario here for Clay Camp. So Caitlin Clay Camp at the line, just 1 point, made a free throw early on in the second half. She was short on the first, and we'll have a second one coming up. This one on the way, second one is good. So now 2 points in the game for Caitlin Clay Camp. The junior, 45-29, Lady Buffaloes. Nider nearly turned it over, but gets it off to Hayden Coleman, a sophomore who's in the game. Coming down on the final minutes here. Skip pass to the far side of the floor. Again, just trying to waste a little bit of time here. They get it inside. Turning on a double team there is Vanessa Kohling, who's a freshman who's in the game, and then she turns and throws it away out of bounds, trying to find Nider on the wing. And a turnover for the Buffaloes. Final 50 seconds to go in the game. The Lady Buffaloes will start their season 1-0. Wetmore falls to 0-1. Boys contest will follow. We get a whistle and a foul on a drive attempt. So I believe Nichols is going to the line to shoot two. Foul on Nider. That is her second foul, I believe. So back-to-back foul. She is picked up, and that puts in Nichols at the line. He's got 4 points, and she's off on the first free throw. Final 42.8 seconds remaining in this game. Boys teams lined up and ready to warm up and get set for their contest. Second one on the way. That one's good. So Nichols with 5 in the game. She's got 4 rebounds as well, 45-30. Buffalo's final 35 seconds. There's an errant pass that's taken away. There's Clay Camp up the floor. Final 30 seconds. Foot steps into a deep right wing 3, and it's nothing but net for Kaylee Foot. That's her second 3. 4-3 in the game for Wetmore. Now final 15 seconds. They're going to back off, I think. No reason to foul at this point. It's a 12-point lead for Onega. 10 seconds to go. That's going to do it. They're going to clear out, and the final few seconds are going to run off, and that's going to do it for this one. Final score in the girls' contest. Onega starts their season 1-0. They defeat Wetmore tonight 45-33. Our post game coming up next, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, he's the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Coming up next, we'll have our post-game coverage, and we'll announce our player of the game as well. As again, our girls' final, Onega 45, Wetmore 33. Back in a moment for post-game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert and Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
Life Care Center in Seneca is a great place to work. Their average employee has been with them 10 years plus. Right now they have a hiring bonus available and you'll find increased wages. They pay an incentive of $110 for COVID vaccine completion and they pay for your flu shots. Most of their positions have flexible schedules. Life Care Center in Seneca is hiring right now. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. That's 785-336-3528.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
All right, we continue on with our postgame coverage brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Girls contest completes here from Wetmore. Cardinals fall to the Lady Buffaloes of Onega. The final score was 45-33. We're about 17 minutes out from the start of the boys contest, but let's get you some postgame numbers from the girls contest tonight. Again, 45-33. Onega will start the season at 1-0. Cardinals will fall to 0-1. Buffaloes had a 10-9 lead after the end of the first quarter. They outscored Wetmore 15-4 in the second. They took a 25-13 lead at the break. Pretty even third quarter, I should say. 14-11, Onega outscored Wetmore by 3 in the third. They led 39-24. And then it was a 9-6 Wetmore advantage in the fourth, but still just not enough, as all sorts of foul trouble, as Wetmore had two players foul out, including Kenzie Strothman, the first-team all-leaguer from last year. Just 8 points and 6 rebounds for her. She fouled out early in the third quarter. She had picked up 4 fouls before halftime and then fouled out early in the third quarter. And then Alexis Hipp, who didn't even play in the first half, came in to start the third quarter and picked up 5 fouls before the third quarter had even closed. So it was just a lot of fouls, a lot of turnovers, something you can expect here early on. But Onega was able to make some winning plays down the stretch, make some key shots, and able to pull away again for the victory. 25 turnovers, and these are unofficial stats, by the way. 25 turnovers apiece for both teams. The Buffaloes had 15 in the first half, 10 in the second half, and then same goes for Wetmore. They had 15 in the first half and 10 in the second. Free throw shooting, it was a struggle for both teams. Onega went 7-19 at the free throw line. They were just 2-7 in the second half. Wetmore went 5-14 at the free throw line. Majority of that was in the second half, but they were just 3-11 from the charity stripe in the second half of play. Buffaloes had 36 rebounds in the game, and they had two players with double-doubles. How about freshman Bridget Campbell? 18 points and 16 rebounds. She was absolutely dominant in this game, both ends of the floor, getting it done offensively, and of course the rebounding category, pulls down 16 rebounds. And Bridget Campbell for Onega is our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. So Bridget Campbell, 18 points and 16 rebounds to lead the way for the Buffaloes. 12 points and 12 rebounds for the sophomore Mariah Crone, 2 points for Kiara Simmons, 3 points as well from Delaney Figge, a freshman. She also had 5 rebounds as well. And this was without Kinsey Schwartz, of course, who is recovering from a torn ACL. They are hoping, Onega is hoping to get her back later on in the season. But if they can churn out some wins and stay competitive, watch out for this team once they get that all-league selection back and Kinsey Schwartz, the senior, potentially later on this year. For Wetmore, again, they dropped to 0-1. Again, Strothman fouled out early on in the third quarter. She finished with 8 points and 6 rebounds. 8 points also for Kaylee Foote. She actually knocked down a couple of threes in the second half. 5 points, 4 rebounds for Riley Nichols. 4 points, 9 rebounds for Beatrice Sanzone. Karis Larson played some quality minutes, had 6 points and a couple of rebounds. And then Caitlin Claycamp, 2 points and 3 rebounds as well. So again, the final score in the girls' contest, Onega gets the win 45-33 against Wetmore. We'll go ahead, step aside. We'll send it back to our studios for a few minutes, about 10 minutes or so. We'll send it back to the studio. And then when we come back, we'll get you set for the start of the boys' contest. Again, Wetmore-Onega tonight, the second of our high school basketball double dip. But again, the girls' final score, Onega 45, Wetmore 33. Back to the studio for 10 minutes. And then it's the boys' contest, so keep it locked in. 92.1 KMZA, also online at MSCSports.net.